joined by Officer Candidate Taylor Blotsky, Stockbridge, Georgia native, and a 2015 graduate of Woodland High School. He's are you in basic training, Taylor? What where are you currently right now?
Well, sir, I'm actually at Officer Candidate School.
Right.
In Newport, Iowa, keeping our people around. I wouldn't exactly describe it as basic training, although a lot of the stuff we might go through might be relative to basic training. Best way I could describe it is maybe basic training turned up to 11. You got to think we're training officers, so
that's correct.
Kind of got to kick it up a notch.
Yeah, 13-week program. What are the similarities to basic training? Kind of give me a typical day.
Well, so I wouldn't exactly be able to give you a similarity rundown to basic training. Is I'm not exactly a prior, so having never gone through basic training, that would be probably inappropriate for me to try and relate to. The normal day, though, usually we'll wake up around 0500. We have PT every day, every weekday. That usually lasts about an hour. We have breakfast, chow, and at the stage I'm at, every officer candidate has been given a billet or a job responsibility, however you'd like to describe it. And throughout the day, we just conduct those responsibilities, helping other classes, other responsibilities, including, you know, medical, postal, whatever we need to do to run the squadron efficiently so that other officer candidates can be properly trained.
Yeah, with Taylor Blotsky, officer candidate. Taylor, what has been implemented in this age of COVID-19? You don't admit you weren't there before, but from what you've seen, what steps are being taken to keep you guys safe?
Well, sir, there's a huge implementation of social distancing. Whenever we have classes, we have to have our masks on. We have to make sure we're 6 feet apart for assemblies. The only time we're not allowed to wear masks, essentially, is when we're doing PT, or physical training, because, of course, the masks could possibly inhibit our physical training. But everywhere else we go on base, on officer training command, in training country, we have to have a mask on. Otherwise, other than that, there's no super close communication, and basically just sanitization of the mask is the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, looking to serve on the aircraft carrier as a naval aviator, Taylor Blotsky. You said you've joined the Navy to join an amazing community, see the world, and serve your country. What is your definition of community? What are you guys? I know you guys go through everything together. It's a team effort taken up a notch than even what people realize. But kind of explain the community factor and how you guys everyone leans on each other.
All right, sir. So just from previous experience in the civilian world, the community factor is it doesn't feel like every day you're coming into a job and, you know, just clock in, clock out. The person next to you is just your coworker. Every day I wake up and I see the same people that I've been with for the past 2.5 months, and they've really become like my family. And all I've heard down the line for every training pipeline and after that is you really get to know people that it becomes a family. And so far, the Navy has been nothing but a family to me. Everybody that I am in class, like everybody in my class, is just somebody that I can find a way to relate to, no matter where they're from. And to be able to experience such a diverse system that really allows me to have these connections to individuals that have a common goal is superb. It's more than anything I could have asked for in the civilian world.
Yeah, I'm sure the rewards are definitely great with Taylor Blotsky. And Taylor, it's mentally and physically draining, I'm sure. How important is the physical aspects, being in shape, fitness? How much of an emphasis is on that?
Well, I think they're kind of tied together, sir. The first phase of training is very physically heavy, but in order to even get through the first phase of training, you have to prove yourself and you have to take a physical assessment test. And in passing that physical assessment test and moving on, you just get pushed through harder and harder physical trials. And in order to make it through the program, you have to have the mental toughness to be able to telling yourself that you have already physically proven yourself. So to keep going past the physical stages and then move on to the academic stages and succeed there, it's really just a matter of telling yourself that as long as you keep going and give it your all, you should be just fine and you should be able to succeed.
When it comes to the fitness part of it, anything you guys use? You guys use tracking devices? Do you use Fitbits? Is there a measuring of fitness levels in a technical fashion at all?
Well, so for the fitness portion, whenever we have to have counts, we usually count each other or have other staff count us, such as for the push-ups or the plank times, anything like that. We usually have timers or counters for our runs. We have to run a mile and a half in a timed amount. We have these tracking devices on our ankles. They're called JAGs. And what happens is as you run around the track and you pass a certain point on that track, it's electronically tagged to you. And after you run so many laps, you're done. And it all is tracked on a computer system to accurately measure your times.
With Taylor Blotsky, Georgia native, 2015 graduate of Woodland High School, going through a grueling training right now. Where exactly are you, Taylor?
Currently, I am in Newport, Rhode Island, at Officer Cannon School.
Right, you're in Newport, beautiful part of the country. You're not there touring around on vacation. You're there going through training in
Officer Cannon School. How proud are your family and friends of what you're accomplishing, Taylor?
Oh, they're extremely proud. A lot of them were a little bit wary about me coming here, of course. My family does not have an extensive military background for quite a few generations. And it's always the fear of the unknown. But doing my own research and kind of being able to talk to all of them about what I was going to be doing and going through and the goal of serving my country and trying to make the world a better place, I think really, really brought it home to them and really made it easier on them that I was going through this.
Absolutely. And where are you in the 13 weeks right now of the training?
Currently, I am starting the 11th week of training.
So what happens the last 2 weeks? It gets everything gets ramped up even more, or does it kind of wind down and you kind of top off what you've been doing the previous 10 weeks?
Well, the last 2 weeks are a mixture of the third phase of training and the last phase of training. The third phase of training involves the leadership phase, where we oversee the classes below us, essentially a leadership phase where we run our squadron. The last week of training will kind of be passing over our jobs and our billets to the next class that takes over for us, and then we start our out processing, kind of working into our community briefs and getting ready to go on to our next step.
Wrapping up with Taylor here, Officer Candidate School. Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Taylor?
5 years, I see myself flying a jet off of an aircraft carrier this winter. Wow. If everything goes to plan, I should be done with aviation school down in Pensacola, Florida, and hopefully in my own squadron.
We'd love to see that. That would be awesome. Proud of you here in the state of Georgia. I've toured the Naval Academy in Annapolis, and you guys really are the best of the best. And I wish you the best of luck the last few weeks. And then as you move into bigger and better things there with the Navy, definitely proud of you and honored to have people like you protecting our country.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Limbert and Lieutenant Governor Marmion. If you've got any follow-up questions,